Stuart Home, Vogue Jack Torset, and Audrey Suss as writers whose work courts the sacred of excess. The editorial voice does this without academic hedging. It names waste, it names embarrassment, it names expenditure. It places each of these figures inside a battalion climate rather than inside a polite lineage. The result is unusually clear. We are shown what a general economy of art looks like when it is written for readers who prefer fever to edit it. Begin with Stuart Home, the review of fascist yoga frames. Home as an iconoclast who strips wellness culture of its self-flattering myths. The piece opens by calling modern yoga sick and argues that the illness is not a recent accident. It says the rot is historical. It presents Home's claim that the yoga scene carries authoritarian longings beneath a mask of peace. It presses the point and says that countercultural fascism thrives on essentialist fantasies and guru hierarchies that reject evidence while performing healing. The coup is simple. The review recast rituals of purity as rituals of power. The propaganda of the body is understood as sacralized politics. This is classic battalion demystification. The sacred is not denied, it is dragged back to base material. The sun salutation comes to resemble a salute. The healing circle comes to resemble a cult. The body becomes a theater of sovereignty rather than of health. This is how 316 reads Home. The reading is exact and unafraid. It identifies the sacrificial economy beneath the bourgeois leisure. It calls it by its name. It does not fidget. It declares that Home asks whether suburbia's rituals look more like Nuremberg than the spa brochure allows. It makes this case in plain sentences and leaves the reader to feel the heat. It is hard to miss the echo. Besides, unsheathes my wit, sharpen the same instincts through fiction. The piece names Maria as a witch who wakes the narrator to his past. It describes a book powered by objects that transform. It claims that magic here justifies life. It claims that the tale transgresses limits of time, space, gender, and supersedes psychology. The language is not coy. The critic is telling us that Holmes' pulp does what ritual must do when it refuses consolation. The witch is not a trope. She is a conduit for expenditure. The object in her hand is a dowry of force. It is a return to the sacred here. Culture alive. 316. The art school orgy piece places Home inside the debris field of letterism and pulp. It invokes Zeus' fragmentation and concrete operations. It then states that Torset and her script circle carry that fractured visual poetry forward. The review claims that Home chisels chiseling. It states that he writes a
a neat reversal. Formal cleanliness becomes a tactic of sabotage. The aura of genius is mocked. The prose is straight. The idea is radical. The review supports this by quoting a depraved institutional scene and by recognizing a method. The point is not to add more novelty to a market of novelty. The point is to strip novelty this prestige and to spend it. It is an economy lesson written in pulp. It rejects scarcity and shows abundance. It replaces worship with laughter. The reviewer reads that move correctly and applauds it. 3:16.